Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is February 14, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Walmart to discontinue high-end JetBlack service. Paytm launches social commerce feature. Chevron upgrades mobile payments with Venmo. JD Sport makes available Laybuy's Pay Later solution. SimSim secures $16 MLN for its social commerce in India. Bombardier in trouble over late SMB payments. Joint venture delivers payments to Singapore. Ion intros AI-powered treasury solution. Procurement, digital banking CVC funding rounds. How dynamic supply chain analytics smooths cash flow. SilverCloud on how FIS can offer SMBs a consumer banking experience. Now let's get started. Walmart to discontinue high-end JetBlack service. Walmart has announced that it will discontinue its personal shopping service, JetBlack, on the 21st of February 2020. According to CNBC, the comments follow a report by the Wall Street Journal that the company ended talks to spin off the business and will now restructure it. The retailer had conversations with potential investors, including Microsoft, United Parcel Service, and venture capital firms, according to the report. JetBlack notified customers about the end of the service in text messages and emails. It said it would no longer accept new orders but would fulfill pending ones. It also said it would refund all customers their most recent $50 monthly membership fee. Paytm launches social commerce feature. Paytm has entered the social commerce space with a new feature called My Store, an online marketplace that connects sellers and consumers with social media platforms. The My Store feature has been updated in the Paytm business app and the company has also started promoting it on the consumer-facing app. The company is also pushing explainer videos for a run-through of the various features and functionalities of My Store through its YouTube channel. The new feature lets users browse products across categories like clothing, jewelry, cookware and other household products and chat with resellers on WhatsApp and Facebook. It will also allow resellers to order on behalf of the buyers. Chevron upgrades mobile payments with Venmo. Chevron has announced that it's upgrading the current payment options available on its new Chevron and Texaco mobile apps. The energy company is now the first of its kind to accept Venmo payment methods for fuel purchases at the pump. Building on the recent collaboration between PayPal and Chevron, this new integration with Venmo provides users the ability to share or split purchases. Venmo, a social payments service that is used by 40 million people in the U.S., allows customers to make and share payments with friends, family and select businesses. The Chevron and Texaco mobile apps are available for all iOS and Android devices. JD Sport makes available Laybuy's Pay Later solution. Laybuy has announced its interest-free Buy Now, Pay Later payment service is available online with JD Sports in the UK. This enables JD Sports customers to spread the cost of purchases over 6 equal weekly interest-free payments at the checkout. Laybuy continues to develop its Buy Now, Pay Later platform to improve the shopping experience and give consumers more flexible options at the checkout. For example, its new app on iOS and Android can be used to make purchases in-store with Laybuy retailers like WH Smith, TONINGUY, Henmores and Psyche, automatically setting up customers' 6 interest-free payments in seconds. In addition, Lay-by Boost allows customers to pay more upfront if their credit limit doesn't cover the cost of the items they want, if they have the extra money to hand. Lay-by offers a risk-free solution for retailers, who receive the full payment upfront when customers make a purchase, while Lay-by takes all of the credit risk for the weekly payments. Moreover, Lay-by never charges interest and uses credit checks powered by Experian to set responsible credit Lay-by limits. SimSim secures $16 MLN for its social commerce in India. SimSim, an India-based social commerce startup, has announced raising $16 million, 7 months after its launch. The startup said it raised $16 million across seed, Series A and Series B financing rounds, from Excel Partners, Shunwei Capital, and Good Capital. The most recent round, Series B, was of $8 million in size. According to TechCrunch, SimSim attempts to replicate the offline retail experience in the digital world with help from influencers. The vast majority of Indians are still not comfortable with reading descriptions, and that is why the startup is taking a different approach to tackle this opportunity. On its app, users watch short videos produced in local languages by influencers who apply beauty products or try out dresses and explain the ins and outs of the products. Below the video, the items appear as they are being discussed and users can tap on them to proceed with the purchase. The platform works with more than 1,200 influencers, who get a commission for each item they sell, and it has amassed over 1 million users, most of whom live in small cities and towns. Bombardier in trouble over late SMB payments. Canadian multinational manufacturer Bombardier, criticized over its late payments to suppliers, must review its payment practices, according to reports. An investigation by the Small Business Commissioner began when the office received a complaint from Alistair Hugo Catering and Events. Alistair reported 4 outstanding payments, totaling $5,600, just over $7,300 USD, and going back 6 months. The company had tried to resolve the issue, but was unable to do so even after numerous attempts to contact Bombardier. Alistair didn't complain about the service, and the invoices were not disputed. However, Bombardier and Alistair seemed to disagree on the terms of payment. Alistair thought it was to be settled 15 days from the end of the contract, and Bombardier thought it was 60 days. The Small Business Commissioner's office found that Bombardier's possible misunderstanding didn't matter, though, as the oldest invoice submitted was paid 223 days late. The investigation also found that Bombardier lacked evidence to show purchase order numbers were provided for the invoices, and that no terms or conditions were provided when the order was placed. Bombardier said the delay in payment was because ITD been unable to reconcile invoices with relevant purchase orders. The company added that its procurement government process required for purchase orders to be raised internally before any orders could be placed externally. Bombardier provided evidence of this, showing the process being followed for an unrelated order. Alistair, however, showed 2 separate orders from Bombardier, one having a purchase order number and one not. The Small Business Commissioner said it was evident that Bombardier had not followed its own process as there was no visible audit trail for the relevant purchase order numbers regarding the outstanding invoices, nor evidence that they had ever been provided. In addition, the Small Business Commissioner found that Bombardier was typically late on payments. The company paid 61% of its suppliers outside of payment terms, with an average of 116 days for payments to come through. In its defense, Bombardier said the instances raised by Alistair were unusual, and it acknowledged that things hadn't worked as they should have in Alistair's case. Late payments are a pressing issue for small business commissioners. In the UK, a bill was introduced to combat late payments, which account for 25% of a person or business insolvency. In Australia, controversy brewed over some companies' use of a practice called reverse factoring, which could make things unfair in terms of which small businesses are paid and when. Joint venture delivers payments to Singapore. British bank Standard Chartered and payments firm Assembly Payments have established a joint venture in Singapore to bring payment solutions to its $29 trillion global e-commerce market, the companies announced on Tuesday, February 11. Payments is a critical pillar of banking services. Enabling real-time faster payments and high-volume transactions has been a core area of investment for Standard Chartered, in line with the evolving needs of clients, particularly with the growth of e-commerce platforms and wallet apps. Our venture with Assembly Payments complements these capabilities, giving our corporate clients a complete offering for high-throughput inward and outward payments, said Michael Gores, Group Chief Information Officer at Standard Chartered. The new company will be headquartered in Singapore, with plans to expand globally, and will offer a digital payment platform. The platform will have the ability to manage transactions across multiple payment types online, mobile, point of sale, digital wallets, debit and credit cards, and real-time payments in countries. As the world moves toward platform-based e-commerce, the need for the next generation of tools to empower merchants and enable financial inclusion continues to grow. We identified payments as an area where we wanted to make a strategic investment. Assembly Payments shares our vision, and we are pleased to partner them based on the strength of their core technology and talented team, said Alex Manson, head of SC Ventures, the innovation, fintech investment and ventures arm of Standard Chartered. The new venture will introduce the payment services to global merchants, as well as help them scale and figure out problems, manage risk and more. This deal creates a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for Assembly. We have created a significant business in Australia, and now, together with Standard Chartered, we are well-placed to crack the international payments market and exponentially grow the business. We are also proud that this is one of the first major global fintech deals between a global bank and a major Australian fintech company, said Simon Lee, co-CEO of Assembly Payments. Westpac-backed fintech Assembly Payments was founded in 2013 in Melbourne, Australia. Manson told the Financial Review that, before choosing Assembly as its partner, Standard Chartered looked at more than 10 similar companies worldwide, dating back to 2014. Last month, Standard Chartered announced that it was investing an undisclosed amount in China's supply chain platform Linklogis, earning an equity stake, and further enhancing its ongoing partnership. Ion intros AI-powered treasury solution. Financial services firm Ion is introducing the industry's first treasury management solution for cash forecasting, powered by machine learning, the company announced on Thursday, February 13. Machine learning has the potential to revolutionize the treasury industry by providing vital strategic insights on an organization's cash management and forecasting. We're excited to lead the industry in providing machine learning capabilities to increase our customers' visibility into short- and long-term cash forecasting, said Rich Grossi, CEO of Ion Treasury. Organizations of all sizes will be able to use the new tool to validate or replace manual cash forecasting. By using historical data, the solution has the potential to create cash forecasts more quickly. Even atypical and seasonal cash movements should be able to be accurately predicted in this way, said Peter Radke, head of corporate finance and treasury at intelligent automation solutions firm KUKA. Ion's machine learning strategy goes beyond cash forecasting, though. Developing solutions are on tap to lower costs related to the implementation and time to market of a treasury management system, TMS. We couldn't have done this without the vision and collaboration of the Ion community. Community data helped us reveal insights you simply can't get from a single user. We'd like to thank our customers for helping us become the first and only TMS provider to introduce solutions that harness machine learning, Grossi added. In April, Ion acquired Allegro Development Corporation, a global provider of enterprise commodity management solutions. Andrea Pignataro, founder and CEO of Ion Trading, said at the time that the acquisition of Allegro Development Corporation expands our footprint in commodities and our portfolio of enterprise solutions. Founded in 1998, the Ion Group provides solutions for electronic trading, position management, pricing, risk management and downstream processing for clients. The company works to help financial institutions, central banks and corporations digitize and automate critical processes. Financial institutions are experiencing significant changes and potential improvements when it comes to managing and forecasting cash flow, with new tools and technologies entering the market. Machine learning and AI can spot often hard to detect patterns that impact cash flow. Procurement, digital banking, CVC funding rounds. Venture capital funding rounds this week showed some concentration on the continent, with several announcements tied to Europe. Drilling down into the particular verticals of the relatively young, tech-savvy firms that drew investor dollars, software as a service, SaaS, and platform-focused companies announced investments, as well as intent to expand operations. Supply chain and neobank firms were among those gaining financial backing, with cross-border trade for small businesses making the list, too. Negotiatus. SaaS firm Negotiatus said this week that it garnered $10 million in a Series A funding round, led by Rally Ventures. Additional participation came from Era, 645 Ventures, Stage 2 Capital and Green, Visor Capital. The company said that the latest funding round brings cumulative fundraising to $20 million. The firm's offerings seek to optimize and streamline purchasing and procurement activities. Negotiatus operates through a platform model, where buyers and sellers can shop and track delivery information across various supplies. Back office functions, such as order requests and approvals, are centralized for companies. Negotiatus said it has 300 customers. Shipeo. In the supply chain management and visibility space, Shipeo, which operates in Europe, raised $21.7 million USD in a Series B funding round, led by NGP Capital and ETF Partners. Additional participation came from Partech and Bpifrance Digital. The company's artificial intelligence AI-based platform aggregates data across hundreds of sources to provide better visibility in the supply chain, and estimates arrivals with greater accuracy. Shipeo said it has 50 large corporate customers across 40 countries, and estimated the market it serves to be worth $6 billion. Starling Bank. In the UK, digital bank Starling Bank said it raised $60 million, more than $78 million USD, in funding. Among the investors in this round were JTC and Marion Global Investors, the latter of which led previous rounds last year. The total raised to date tops $320 million. Starling Bank said the funding will be used to expand operations and award shares to its employees. Product and service offerings span consumer and business accounts across Android and iOS. The firm also has a platform with in-app access for third-party financial services. The company said it has 1.25 million accounts across individuals and businesses. Easy Euro. Easy Euro, which has operations in China and Paris, announced that it has raised $4 million in a funding round led by Ali Capital in Shanghai. Additional funding came from seed investors, such as SwiftPass, Huashan Capital and others. The company is focused on offering a neobank for small businesses that trade between the continent and Asia. Trade volumes between the regions was worth more than $320 billion in 2018. The company provides digital wallet services for these small businesses, and various payment methods spanning Visa, MasterCard and Alipay, among others, can be linked to Easy Euro accounts. The funds will go toward product development and the firm's expansion. Cybel Angel. Cybel Angel, a risk management and cybersecurity startup based in France, raised the equivalent of $36 million in Series B funding. The investment round was led by Prime Ventures, and total funding to date has come to $52 million. The new funding will be tied to global expansion and the development of the company's SaaS AI-driven platform, focused on threat intelligence and digital risk management. How dynamic supply chain analytics smooths cash flow. Supply chain management has always presented a challenge for global corporates, with digitization and automation technology aiming to reduce friction and enhance visibility. A surge in supply chain technology available from freight management portals to IoT sensors also expands a value-add opportunity for corporate end users. All this digitization generates a flood of potentially valuable data that organizations can use to optimize their supply chains, as well as better meet the needs and expectations of their customers. The problem? Expectations today are so high that businesses are struggling to make use of that data, even as they progress in their supply chain digitization journeys. According to Adam Compain, CEO of Clear Metal, this is the Amazon effect on the modern supply chain, in which most businesses believe they are meeting customer expectations, but only a small fraction of customers agree. It's not the data that's the problem, per se, he recently told PYMNTS. Rather, the problem can be linked to the fact that supply chains are built on static data, static systems and static methodologies, and businesses are facing some monstrous cash flow impacts as a result. Tied up cash flow. Agility is critical in today's supply chains, considering the high volume of exceptions that managers must address in the freight management space. These exceptions can be linked to changes in weather, customer demand, and other logistical risks that impact where and when deliveries occur. Yet, planning and decisions are still reliant on static data that fails to adequately address those exceptions. As a result, companies are forced to keep extraordinary amounts of excess inventory or buffer stock, spend large amounts on expedited freight, finance inventory over long lead times, lose productivity due to highly manual workarounds, and have cash flow tied up due to unnecessary invoice-to-payment cycles, he said. Compain offered one example of global 1,000 companies raising concerns about their experiences with high volumes of buffer stock and long lead times, which determine how far in advance a company procures goods or materials to ensure that a delivery will arrive on time, even with an external factor like inclement weather. He explained that organizations will lengthen their lead times or expand buffer stock as a result of their past experiences. If one company took 50 days to complete deliveries from China to Chicago last year, it may procure 60 days in advance this year. The problem is, one year won't be identical to the next. As he noted, this reliance on historical, static data means cash remains tied up unnecessarily. Compain proposed another example of lengthy invoice-to-payment cycles resulting from this reliance on stale information. Static data and a lack of real-time visibility mean that an organization will likely fail to determine when a freight shipment has actually arrived at its destination port, indicating that the company cannot accurately time when it should send an invoice. According to Clear Metal's own analysis, in 10% of cases, corporates are never even notified of a shipment arrival. Again, cash is locked away, with longer invoicing times inevitably causing payment delays. Continuous data. Supply chain digitization presents the ability for professionals to rely on real-time data to make decisions about shipping, inventory, invoicing, and more. Unfortunately, that opportunity is rarely unlocked. According to Compain, supply chain managers can misunderstand the ability of their current technologies and the data they provide to address these pain points that lead to cash flow bottlenecks. The challenge we see is supply chain executives often thinking that simple access to data will set them free, and that the quantity of data is what matters, he said. In fact, it's not the quantity of data, but the quality of data that is important. For Clear Metal, which recently announced $15 million in new venture capital funding, addressing this challenge means arming the industry with technology that operates on continuous methodologies, as Compain explained, meaning the ability to continuously feed real-time data and provide actionable insights based on that information. Technologies like machine learning can support this demand to continually adjust and re-plan supply chain strategies, connecting managers with accurate real-time visibility into freight locations and insight into the most effective methods of transporting deliveries. Furthermore, as electronic B2B payments gain greater traction throughout global supply chains, continuous data technologies will have an even larger opportunity to connect managers with actionable insights, as well as dynamic, not static, planning capabilities. It's less about having access to the data colloquially known as visibility and more about knowing what to do with accurate, intelligent, and trusted information and insights, said Compain. The result of reduced buffer stock and accelerated invoicing is where smoothing cash flow really happens. SilverCloud on how FIS can offer SMBs a consumer banking experience. Customer service is the lifeblood of financial services, just as much as credit cards, debit cards, and checking accounts. But as banking becomes ever more mobile, and account openings and activities are done through digital channels, the very definition of support and how it should be provided is changing. To that end, SilverCloud CEO and founder Scott Cornell said that financial institutions (FIS) would do well to take cues from shifts in consumer expectations of the levels of service they receive from tech-savvy companies and should carry those lessons over to their corporate banking relationships. As he noted, digital-first brands such as Uber and Amazon have helped shape, and are still shaping, consumers' expectations for interacting with FIS. Today's consumers no longer compare a brand to its competitors, they compare it to the brands they use and love, Cornell told PYMNTS. FIS have been busy investing in technology, with an eye on mobile-centric, consumer-focused features and activities that include P2P, online account openings and loan origination. Some FIS have been neglecting the investments necessary to improve the support and service functions that are key to keeping customers in place. The end results can be seen in low adoption rates because consumers cannot find or use the functions they desire and high rates of abandonment. The majority of banks continue to view support and service as something that requires human intervention, said Cornell, but SilverCloud's own estimates show that more than half of all support inquiries come during nights and weekends, which is when bank branches and call centers are closed, causing frustration for bank consumers. In one illustration of the friction that can exist with less than optimal roadmaps, Cornell said that we spoke with a credit union that was rolling out e-statements and incentivizing its members to sign up for them. However, they had nothing within their mobile or online banking that explained the offer or, more importantly, how to sign up. Adoption was low, and they blamed the technology for a poor rollout and communication plan. To help alleviate such incidents of friction, said Cornell, forward-thinking financial firms have been including support across their digital channels through the use of tools like chatbots. We have seen 15 to 25% of support inquiries simply disappear with some basic support content being added to online and mobile banking, he said. The corporate connection. Cornell remarked that one of the biggest misconceptions around small businesses and corporate customers is that once people are at work, they no longer act like consumers. But at the most basic level, all small businesses and corporations are run by people who are leveraging technology and apps, Netflix, Amazon and Uber, among others, in their personal lives. As Cornell pointed out, these individuals expect their FIS to provide the easy-to-use digital tools they need. As more and more fintechs come onto the market, their expectations are growing, as vendors like Stripe, Shopify and Xero are reducing a lot of the friction that financial institutions have created for their business customers, he noted. The fintechs that have been taking market share from their more traditional brethren, Cornell added, have become adept at simplifying the lives of SMBs and corporations. The SMB focus. The approach to onboard the small business customer must, in an echo of the individual consumer experience, include information and education about three core services, debit cards, direct deposit and bill pay. But this is not to say that the process is entirely self-service, said Cornell. At the end of the day, financial institutions are responsible for money and financial matters, which can be highly emotional situations. The need for human intervention will always be there as complicated and urgent issues arise, which happen more frequently for SMBs than they typically do for consumers, he added. Financial institutions need to understand the fine line between self-service and human intervention, which varies from person to person, and the importance of letting their consumers decide which channels to use instead of forcing them into one channel or another. Banking leaders are overlooking the need to deliver better support and service in their digital channels and to recognize how consumer behaviors and expectations are changing. That means investing in more than just transactional technology, Cornell told PYMNTS. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.